Hello, this is my Lenten Diary for April the 5th, 2017. Today is Wednesday in the fifth week of Lent. Here are a few verses from Psalm 130. I wait for the Lord, my soul waits for him. In his word is my hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than watchmen for the morning, more than watchmen for the morning. O Israel, wait for the Lord. For with the Lord there is mercy. With him there is plenteous redemption, and he shall redeem Israel from all their sins. Waiting is counterintuitive for our culture. We like to get things done, and the faster the better. We have, as a culture, the need for speed. As I mentioned recently in a sermon, if you don't think that this is an impatient culture, just linger a second or two at a stoplight when the light turns green. I was recently involved in a conversation with people, and we were comparing notes with how impatient people are in their cars, how impatient they are in lines at the local coffee shop, how impatient they are with just general day-to-day tasks. I'm sure that there are plenty of reasons for our impatience. And sometimes I think we've maybe waited too long on some things. Maybe we have waited too long to take action on the great ills that confront us in our society. Violence and racism and social inequality and economic challenges and poverty and health care, and the list goes on. And so maybe somewhere between inaction and hyperactivity is where the spiritual discipline of waiting comes in. Inaction is not waiting. It's irresponsibility. Hyperactivity can sometimes cause more trouble than it solves. It seems that the spiritual discipline of waiting is about knowing that we don't get through our lives alone, but with the help of God, and waiting for God to act or to give us direction about when we're supposed to act is not the same as doing nothing. One of the things that the psalmist seems to understand, certainly better than I do, is the dynamic between calling on God to act now, or the psalmist's desire to get out there and do something, counterbalanced with the notion that part of the human condition, particularly on the spiritual path, is to wait. I often joke that Lent is about 2 weeks too long. By this time in the season, most people are quite ready for it to be over. They are ready to get to Easter. The waiting begins to take a bit of an emotional toll. And maybe that's the purpose of the length of the season, to teach us to wait, to teach us that time moves at time's own speed and we can't push it forward. And what would happen if we could? With all of our flurry of activity, what would we do on the other side of it if we could speed things up? I think that the spiritual life is about this recognition that waiting is not the same as doing nothing. And waiting gives us a bit of space to discern what it is that we as people of faith need to do next. Maybe what Lent calls us to do is to wait for the Lord. To wait for him whose word is our hope. If it was good enough for the psalmist, this waiting, maybe it's a good spiritual discipline for us as well. Let us pray. O God of peace, who has taught us that in returning and rest we shall be saved, in quietness and in confidence shall be our strength. By the might of your Spirit, lift us, we pray, to your presence, where we may be still and know that you are God. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.